Dear friends, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us again this week to another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. And tonight, what we would like to practice is the mantra Om. This mantra Om is certainly very famous. Many people have chanted this mantra. There have been many practices created around it and even many other jokes around the mantra Om. But one thing that we can attest to is that not all those who chant the mantra Om understand the deep significance of this very sacred syllable. Because you see, it is from the golden language of the great masters, that language that predates the very first steps of the first humanities that walked on this earth. We have been so fortunate that it is from that language that we have some words that are still carried forth today, that whenever we chant them, they generate in us not only a series of vibrations that help harmonize our centers, but that in addition of creating that harmony within the microcosmos that is man, they help us create harmony with the universe. Because Om is many things. Some can say that Om is our innermost, and they would not be mistaken. Some would say that Om is just a mantra that allows for the harmonization of the chakra of the heart, and they would not be mistaken either. Others would say Om is the vibration of the cosmic Christ, or the vibration of the Holy Spirit, or the vibration of the Ancient of Days. And they would all be correct, because Om is many things. Om exists in the food that we eat, in the air that we breathe. Om exists within our thoughts, within our sentiments, within our expressions. It is that we have to learn to make the expression of Om radiate through us by radically transforming ourselves. The chanting of the mantra Om is the one that allows us to harmonize our heart center so that we can become more in tune with the cosmos, so that we can receive those forces that are solar and energizing in nature from that fire of creation that is the cosmic Christ. And when we chant the mantra Om, we give ourselves also an opportunity to bring about a very deep state of relaxation at the level of our emotions, at the level of our physicality, even at the level of our mind, so that we can receive that silent voice of the innermost, so that we can embrace the principle of spontaneity, so that we can apprehend the significance, the reason, the spiritual reality of things without having to rely on the intellect. In the words of Master Samael Aung Beor, the one who receives everything as new, with an open mind, abandoning the burden of the past, the preconceptions, the prejudices, the jealousies, fanaticisms, etc., marches victoriously along the path of authentic refinement. And the mantra Om helps us gain clarity so that we can understand better the reasons behind our preconceptions, the root causes of our prejudices, the aggregates that exist behind our jealousies and our fanaticisms, of our lusts as much as our angers. Tonight we're going to practice the mantra Om. And we will ask that as we relax our mind and our body and our emotions, that we make use of our objective imagination so that we can see all of us here as a community, chanting together, uniting our hearts, so that we can together bring more strength into the practice, so that we can bring more strength into our own efforts, so that we can collaborate and help each other and make this part of what is known as the sacrifice of humanity. So we will invite you to sit comfortably on your chair. Just allow your feet to relax comfortably on the floor. And it is okay if you choose to relax your hands over your thighs. Let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of the sensations that we are experiencing in our physical body. If there's anything that feels a little tight, uncomfortable, if there's anything that is kind of distracting us, it is okay at this moment to take care of that. It is okay if you want to take off your shoes, maybe loosen the belt, or maybe take off the watch if it feels too tight on your wrist. But now that we have made ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body, let's make ourselves aware of our emotional state. Because this year for certain has been very challenging for many. It is likely there may be some of us who have gone through the events of the day. And as the evening progresses, we're still carrying forth some joyfulness and happiness from the small victories that we experienced today. Just as much as there may be some other of us who may feel a little indifferent, perhaps content, okay with the circumstances. There may be others who may feel tired. Some others may feel perhaps a little defeated. Others may feel sad, and maybe, just maybe, there may be others who could still be experiencing some frustrations from difficult circumstances today or maybe in the previous days. But what is important is that we do not identify with these emotional states. What is important is that we take a deep breath in, 1, 2, and as we relax our body, what is truly important is that we just acknowledge these emotions. It is okay to feel happy as much as it is also okay to sometimes feel sad. What is important is that we make an effort to not identify with them, to not use them to harden whatever is our psychological song. And as we take a deep breath in, 1, 2, let's contemplate our emotion in the same way that we would contemplate a beautiful flower. The same way that we would contemplate a little family of ducks and ducklings just swimming in a pond. The same way that we would contemplate and enjoy the beauty of the night sky. And as we take another deep breath in, 1, 2, we express our satisfaction with the circumstances in our life. And we express our gratitude for this new opportunity for all of us to come here together, united in a single heart, to come together in this practice. As we continue breathing in through our nose, out through our nose. With every exhalation, we give the body an opportunity to sink a little further onto the chair. With every exhalation, we allow for the dissipation of any worries, preoccupations that we may still be carrying. And it is okay that we can see those things that keep us worried just fly away. Or as they say, that we just let them go. Because after all, Master Samael tells us that one of the reasons that we suffer is because we have not learned to love without attachments. And keeping our attention in our breath, let's make use of our objective imagination and see what is happening down at our feet. And let's allow ourselves to see that our body is populated by an infinite amount of little gnomes. And we let them walk out the soles of our feet, one by one. And as they do, we immediately start feeling that sensation of relaxation that goes from our toes to our heels, our ankles. We immediately feel that sensation of softness and warmth that grows from our ankles up, our shins, our calves, our knees. And as we experience that sensation of relaxation, we experience it with satisfaction because it is perfect. We continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose. And as we bring back our objective imagination to see those little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, as we notice that they start making that single file line, we feel that sensation of relaxation growing from our feet, our shins, past our knees, deep into our thighs, all the way up to our hips. And we feel that sensation of relaxation slowly radiating from deep in our thighs towards the outside, bringing that sensation of warmth and relaxation to every fiber, to every particle. To every piece of tissue that makes up our thighs, all the way up and out until it reaches out the skin. As we continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose, we allow that sensation of relaxation to expand within our hips and to relax our glutes, our creative organs. And slowly start relaxing the muscles in our back and our belly. By now, our exhalations are becoming deeper, effortless. And as we continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, as they continue walking out, we feel that relaxation growing from deep within, from our core to the outside. And we feel the relaxation of our internal organs. We relax our liver. And as we exhale, we allow to dissipate any worries or preoccupations that may be causing stress and tensions in our liver. With every exhalation, we allow for the dissipation of anything that could be causing stress and tension to our pancreas. And as we continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose, we relax our spleen. Our stomach. our lungs. Our heart. And we allow this gentle sensation of relaxation to continue growing and expanding as a very faint blue light. Slowly reaches our neck, our shoulders, and from there it cascades down onto our elbows, our wrists, our hands, and our fingers. Make yourself aware of the softness and the gentle vibration that inundates the body. Be certain that this is what should be our normal state. And also, have the faith that this is a sensation of relaxation that you can invoke at any moment, today or in the upcoming days, whenever you need it. And we are certainly grateful for this new opportunity. And as we continue breathing in through our nose, out through our nose, we allow that sensation of relaxation as a gentle blue light to continue radiating upwards past our neck into the base of our skull. Continue to expand and allow us to relax the muscles of our jaw, our tongue, our lips, our eyes and eyelids, to relax the muscles of our forehead, and to continue expanding within and around our head until it finds itself together at the very crown. As a ray of a gentle blue light that extends beyond our head, up into the infinite. And grateful for this opportunity, together we say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, my internal God, we ask of you, we beg of you, with our soul and our heart, for your contribution, for your protection, for your guidance, for your participation in this exercise. Allow us, Father, to receive with no objections the principle of spontaneity. Allow us to see with our interior eyes those things that the eyes of the flesh cannot perceive. Allow us to grasp the significance, the reason, and the spiritual reality of this practice, of this mantra. In these petitions, we offer you this practice. And the things we ask, that they may crystallize, materialize, according to your will, which is the will of the great law. So be it. So be it. So be it. During this practice, use your objective imagination to see yourselves as if you were transparent. From that transparent body, just the emanation of a very gentle blue light. Transparent, so there are no distractions, so that there are no objections, so that any impressions will simply flow through without creating any disturbance. And together we chant the mantra, Om. 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 As you continue chanting the mantra, you may want to visualize the magnetic center or the chakra of your heart rotating. Remember that these chakras spin in the direction of the hands of a clock. As you see your heart center spinning, it will go from the 12 o'clock towards the right, to your right shoulder, down towards your navel, up towards your left shoulder, up once again to its 12 o'clock. Oh. We consistently breathe in through the nose, and we keep our eyes and our eyelids relaxed. As we use our objective imagination to see deep into the temple of our heart, we can see that as we penetrate into that realm, we can immediately perceive a dense forest. As the forest of a dense jungle. And as we direct our eyes upward, we can perceive that the heavens are clouded with clouds that are spinning, rotating, moved by the power of the winds. And flying in those heavens, we can easily see the images of eagles. As we look into the distance, we can perceive that there is a majestic temple made of stone. And on that temple, there is an altar of gold. An altar where the goddess Kakini officiates. The goddess Kakini is present to lend us a helping hand in our internal work. To remind us that even in the most adverse circumstances, we are never alone. And that the best protection that we can always have around us is that of a tranquil heart. The serene and tranquil heart that offers compassion, kindness, and service to others. As we look towards the outside from that temple, we enjoy the beauty of the tops of all those dense trees, the winds, the movement of the clouds, and the eagles. We are all very grateful for this moment. Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for this opportunity, for allowing us to experience the faculty of objective imagination, of inspiration, and intuition. We're grateful. great satisfaction. And with much gratitude in our hearts, we take a deep breath in. 1, 2. 1, 2. We gently wiggle our fingers, our toes. We slowly come back. Stretch if you must, but keep within you this sensation of relaxation. Bring it forth now that it's close to bedtime. And maintain that remembrance of self. You will see that it will become so much more easier to detect the initiating elements that tell you at the time when you go to bed when is a good moment to unfold in your astral body. So, dear friends, this has been our practice tonight with the mantra Om. We sure hope that this practice has been very useful to you, that you can continue putting into practice. And not much more left of us but to wish you a great weekend and to see you next week. May all beings be happy.